Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
As the mother of three young children, the threat of asbestos in the home gives Anne-Marie Matouk cause for concern.
I just obviously don't want those chemicals in my children, around my children, especially they're young, they're running around a lot in the house and in the backyard. And these fibres are so small, it can just end up everywhere.
Enough so that she's arranged an inspection to find out how widespread the issue is.
So we're getting the inspection done because we're thinking of doing an extension on the home, and we just want to get the inspection done to see if we actually do have asbestos in our home. And if we do, we might as well just do a knockdown and a rebuild.
But many Australians are unaware of the dangers or even the existence of asbestos. It's a naturally occurring mineral used in insulating materials, made up of tiny fibres that form a dust when disturbed. As Anne-Marie Matouk says, asbestos particles can become lodged in the lungs when inhaled and can cause a range of health problems.
Could lead to cancer, lung issues, lung cancer, basically just a lot of illnesses, and we still don't even really know how much of asbestos can actually cause damage. So even a tiny amount can still cause some kind of damage.
Its use in construction peaked in the 1970s and 80s, before its disastrous health impacts were widely reported. Asbestos has left a deadly legacy in Australia, which had one of the highest rates of asbestos use per capita in the world. The most common form is asbestos sheeting and corrugated roofing. But as asbestos inspector Lee Hands points out, it can also be found inside the home itself.
So typically in the walls behind baths, showers, sinks, floor surfaces, under lino, vinyl tiles, sometimes in the ceilings as well, especially in bathrooms, can be asbestos.
Many councils offer help with testing, education and removal. In Western Sydney, the Cumberland City Council are providing free services to increase awareness of the dangers of asbestos among homeowners and renovators. Mr. Hands says these inspections are recommended for people considering building onto their home.
We find a lot of people start to do renovation work and then realise afterwards that they've encountered asbestos. So we're trying to educate the community to where the asbestos will be in the house so they don't disturb the asbestos before they know where it is.
He adds that it's not only for the safety of the home occupants, but also for anyone potentially working on the house renovations.
We really should get the house inspected by an occupational hygienist and have a report written up so they know where all the asbestos is in their property before starting renovation works, then have the asbestos removed by a licensed asbestos removalist to make sure the asbestos is removed from the work area before they start work doing their renovations.
When Sharj Saeed learned most homes built before 1990 are likely to contain asbestos, he too was worried. So he signed up for a free inspection.
It gave a understanding like which areas has got asbestos, so I'll be painting them regularly, and when I want to do some renovation, then I will get the expert first to clean those things, then I go for renovation. So it gave me a better planning, and I can it's kind of a peace of mind also.
Asbestos that remains intact poses a low risk, but homeowners who are worried should contact a licensed inspector. Brooke Young, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.